see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, yesterday the big trial ended, and Lum and Abner were awarded the Pearl. As we look in on the little community today, we find the old fellows back in their Jotham Down store counting the money they received from selling the Pearl to a local jeweler. Listen.
Granny, just look at that beautiful stack of green stuff. $2,300.
Let's count it again, Lum.
Oh, that's silly, Abner. We counted three times already.
I know it. I just love to count that folding money. Love to hear them big numbers. Hey, look at that $10 bill there. It's got two alts on it. Look at that.
That's a $100 bill, silly.
A hundred? Oh, that's the first I ever seen. Let's run through it just one more time.
No,
Let me see another one.
We've got work to do here at the store. Everything's gotten to sort of a mess around here while we're at the county seat. Take us a couple of weeks to get it straightened out again.
Yeah, yeah.
Better put the money away in the cash drawer, I reckon.
Right now?
Yeah. Oh, wait a minute, though. It does give you kind of a good feeling to look at that junk, don't it?
Oh, the best one feeling I've had in a long time. Lum, before we put it away, could I just do one thing?
What do you mean, what one thing?
Well, I guess it's kind of silly.
Well, what is it?
Oh, nothing.
Well, come on, tell me, silly.
No,
don't bring something up that way and grab it that way. What's on your mind?
Well...
Better get it off your chest.
Lum, could I take that money and throw it up in the air and let it fall down around my head?
Let it fall... Oh, goodness sakes, what in the world do you want to do a thing like that for?
I don't know. To be honest, I just don't know. I'm just sitting here looking at it. And, all of a sudden, that idea come over me. But now that I say it out loud, it does sound sort of silly.
Yeah, you're right, it is.
I'm sorry.
Well, you don't need to feel sorrowful about it.
Well, I do.
I've had sort of an urge to run it through my fingers, but I sure never wanted to throw it around my head.
No.
Not after what we went through to get that stuff.
No, of course not, no.
I wouldn't want to go through another trial like that for twice that much money.
You wouldn't? Well, I would. Any time I could spend a couple of weeks winning $2,300 pearls from Squire Skip and Grandpappy Spears, I'd know because I'm furry. Did you see their faces yesterday when the jury brang in that verdict?
Yeah. Old Squire looked like he'd been slapped in the face with a wet sack.
It's done my heart good.
I believe he's taking it as a personal insult.
Well, what about Grandpa? He was ready to fist fight. Tried to scuffle with me there.
He did.
Why, sure, then he wanted to take on the whole dead blame jury. He'd have got whipped, too. That old fat woman sitting next to the end in the front row there to clean his plow something wonderful.
Yeah. He's pretty quick-tempered, all right. But that's all over now. Grannies, we sure showed him, didn't we?
Yeah. And we're rich. That's what I like about it. Tom,
yeah.
R-I-H-C-H, rich.
Being rich does have certain advantages to it.
Yeah.
No doubts about it.
What am I going to buy me first now?
Well, now, don't go spending all your money before we get the stuff divided up, even.
Well, let's get it divided, then. I want to get to spending. Now, how much is half of $2,300?
Well, I don't know. I ain't got it figured out yet.
Well, here, just give me part of it now, and then you can figure it out later on. I want to get a work on this stuff. No, I might just buy me a big, shiny automobile. A brand new one.
Oh, now, Abner.
Fact is, with all the money I've got, I bound you I can even afford a used car.
Oh, you ain't got that kind of money.
Well, I have done it.
And if you keep on getting ideas like that, you ain't going to have none at all. You know, if you actually want to invest your money in something good, I can let you in on a sure thing.
Well, how much does it cost? Where about to get it?
At the post office or the bank.
Bank? All they got there is money. I've got that.
Well, they got something better than money, too.
Something better than money? I never know there was anything better.
Oh, yeah.
Well, sell it to me quick, and it might change my whole goal in life.
Well, it's something that'll protect your future.
How?
United States of America saving bonds.
Can you still buy them?
Why, sure. It's just as important to buy them now as it was during the war.
Well.
And one of the best ways to buy them on the payroll savings plan. And I think I might use that on you.
Well, now, wait a minute now, Lum.
Instead of giving you your share of the money from the Pearl, I might just dole it out to you like a salary. And each week, I'll hold out some for savings bonds.
Well, now, Lum, now, wait a minute.
I'm doing you a favor. You want to protect your future, don't you?
Protect it? I'm living it right now. If I don't hurry up and enjoy it, it'll soon be my past. You better give me some of my money right away, Lum. I'm aging right
here. Well,
wait
just a little while, Andrew.
Well, Lum, it's my money, ain't it? Half of it belongs to me. I'm a co-partnership in a restaurant, and I was lost doing right along with you, weren't I?
Yeah, but I don't know. I just sort of feel a little guilty about getting that money.
Guilty? Have you lost your reasoning, Lum? We won that trial fair and square.
Yeah, I know we did.
Yes,
but
sir.
Somehow, something way down inside of me seems to keep telling me that Grandpappy Spears actually ought to win.
Well, don't listen to your inside, then.
I just don't feel right about taking the money.
Well, here, give it to me. I don't want you to feel bad. Here, hand it here.
All during the trial, it sounded to me like Grandpap had the best claim on that pearl. We just sort of win it at the last minute on a technicality, you might say.
It was a law we win it on, weren't it?
Well, yeah.
Laws is legal, ain't they?
Yeah, but you can't always go by that.
They're good enough for me. I'll go by the law.
There's something that goes deeper than that. I don't know what it is, exactly.
I don't either.
It's got something to do with how you feel about something. What you actually know inside of you is right and what's wrong.
Law, let's divide up that money right here and now. Come on, give me my half right now.
Just tricks me and you. Didn't you think Grandpap had the best claim on the pearl?
Well, I reckon it did sound that way. A little. Sort of.
He was the one that actually found it, even though he never knowed what it was. Broke his only good tooth on it.
Yeah, but long if you're going to start talking that away, you might say Squire Scrimp had a pretty good claim on it, too. I know he had a better sounding one to me than we did.
Well, yeah, that's what I mean. I just don't feel right about this.
Well, long, the thing's all dead now. It's over. The jury give their verdict, that's all there to it. We've got to stick by that. Can't go again to court, you know, and the law.
Yeah, I reckon that's the way to look at it.
How much is half of $2,300?
Well, now, wait a minute, Abner. In the first place, $2,300 is a hard number to take half of. Two don't go into it very easy. Fact is, I don't think it'll go in there at all.
Well, push it in there some way. Force it. Shove it along.
Now, if it was, say, $2,400, $100 more, I could figure it out.
Well, if that's all that's bothering you here, give me my half, and I'll take $100 of that and add that. Oh, no, that wouldn't work. Well, wait a minute. Look, I believe Elizabeth's got $100 in the sugar bowl over at home.
Now, wait a minute, Abner. I just don't feel right about this whole thing.
Well, I don't know what's bothering you, Lon. Here we worked so that dumb hard to win that trial, and now you act like that you wish we'd have lost it.
Well, it just boils down to this, Abner. I'm feared it was kind of a hollow victory.
Huh?
Down deep in your heart, do you feel right about it? About getting money that you actually feel belongs to somebody else?
Well,
especially when that somebody else is some of your best friends.
Well,
you really feel that you can take it and enjoy it under them circumstances?
Well, I'd be willing to try, I believe. Yeah, I'll try.
Sure, you could do it, all right.
I believe it.
That goes,
yeah, I could do it.
Could you sleep nights, though? Could you go to church on Sunday and sit alongside Grandpap and not feel like a hypocrite? Could you sit there with an easy mind while the preacher standing up there talking about right living?
I don't know. That old man starts cutting the dirt right under his house under your feet there at times. He hits awful close to home and gets talking about
living. There are things you've got to think about, Abner.
Looks right at me, too.
You select you've got to live with yourself.
Well, I believe I could sit alongside a Squire Scrimp in church and not feel too bad.
Could you? Knowing what you know now?
Well, of course, I could change my seat. Not sit next to neither one of them, sir. I'll sit over there by the stove by myself.
You think that actual help, though? All you'd be doing is just running away from something. And the minute you start doing that, you're just same as admitting you're wrong.
Yeah, I reckon I am sort of a varmint when you come right down to it. I'm a rich varmint, though, I'll say that for me.
No matter where you change your seat, you couldn't get away from your conscience.
No, no.
At all, I'd be sitting right there next to you.
Yeah.
Pointing a finger of scorn at you.
Yeah, that's right, Tom. Yeah, I believe you have got a point there, all right, sure. Knowed Grandpap for years. He did a lot for us.
Of course he has.
Squire's a neighbor, you might say. Don't as how did I ever turn out to be like you? Here, I've went along for years. Everybody thinking I was a nice fella. How wrong they was. Just look at me.
Well, now, wait a minute.
Greedy.
As bad as all that.
Oh, greedy Abner. That's what I am. Ain't no use in trying to cover up for an underhanded critter like me.
Well, now, Abner.
Bob, you just better get out of here on our partnership. You don't want to be hooked up with a varmint like me.
I don't want to do nothing like that.
Don't you know the finger's pointing at you, Mom? The unconscious finger scorn? That's the worst kind.
Now, pull yourself together.
Nope.
All I was trying to say to you was that I thought we ought to try to figure out what's actually the best thing to do with that money.
Oh, so ashamed of me.
I just can't help feeling that Grandpap and Squire are entitled to some of it.
Some of it?
Yeah, that's the way I feel.
Why, you ungrateful wretch. You hypocrite.
Huh?
Some of it, he says. We're going to give them all of it.
All of it?
Yes, sir. Don't forget, we got to live with ourselves, Mom. Divide it up between the two of them. Throw it all to
them. Well, wait a minute. I ain't sure we ought to go quite that
far. Yes, sir.
Don't get carried away.
Yeah, give it to them. Give it to them.
First place, like I said, it's hard to divide $2,300 in half. Now, if it was $2,400. Wait a minute, Abner. Where are you going?
I'll be back directly. I'm going home to get that $100 out of Elizabeth's sugar bowl. Just to make it come out even. Give them $1,200 apiece, bless their hearts. I know, because I just hope that's going to be enough for them.
Well, like that old Eddard saying, victory without honor is a hollow triumph.